Part 1. The Prince of Ithaca. Chapter 1. The Center of the World. Cunning Kronos, that mighty being, was deceived by Mother Earth. First, he vomited up the stone which he had swallowed last. Zeus planted it in the broad-pathed earth of sacred Pytho, under the high valleys of Parnassus, to be a sign thereafter, and a marvel for mortal men. Hesiod, Theogony. Pytho, Phocis. Fourth year of the reign of Agamemnon of Mycenae, 1290 BC. The rising sun has smeared a thin, rouged line along the eastern horizon. The air is cool and apple crisp, and the shadows are lifting from the land below as another day begins here, high in Pytho, the center of the world. In the dawn of time, Zeus, the Sky Father, commanded a stone, the Omphalos, to be placed here to mark the heart of creation, here at the center of the world where the future is made known. This morning it's my destiny that the seeress of Pytho will pronounce upon. And I'm frightened. I shouldn't be. There's no rational reason for me to be afraid. I have my beloved family with me, and even the seeress, the Pythia, the holy woman who walks the serpent path, is a blood relative, my grandmother no less. Generations of young Achaean princes have undergone this rite before me when they reached adulthood. To kneel before the Pythia, in the shrine of Hera, queen of Olympus, and receive the blessing of heaven. There's nothing that sets me apart from them, except that dreadful dream, which in the weeks leading up to this morning has plagued me every night with greater intensity. Last night I was ordered to fast and forbidden sleep, a vigil to prepare me. I was delighted at the news, despite my hunger. Staying awake would be the best preparation.